Ribagué.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection on Live Talk, a forum where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, June the 7th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, focusing on the challenges and efforts to mobilize the youth to register to vote in the 2023 general elections. Lingaba lichona njani kwazwa imurie Zimbabwe kusangana ukumuchirongwa chevechi diki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaye kunyoresa kufota kana kuti voter registration. Uyezve zviri kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevechidiki kukurudzira vechidiki ava kuti vawanikwe vachinyoresa kuvhota musarudzo dza 2023 nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti vashoma vanhu vari kunyoresa zvikuru sei vechidiki saka tichange tichinzwa zvikonzero kubva kune vanoshanda nevechidiki ava. Lichona njani mtwakazomuhle kudibana uhlelo lwe The Connection konapa kustudio 7 uhlelo lwavasakhulayo. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo yokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngoba sibone iZEC isungula uhlelo lweBlitz olokuphuma isiyabhalisa abantu ezabelweni kodwa sibone bebalutshwana ababhalisayo. Solwavalwa lolo hlelo njalo iZEC ithi ase abalokhu befuna ukubhalisa kumele baye emahofisini ayo kodwa abanye bakhala ngokuthi akhatshana lawo mahofisi. Ikakhulu abasakhulayo yibo ababikwa belenkinga bengani bayadonda bamadolonzima ukuthi babhalise. Ngakho sizaxoxa labasebenza labasakhulayo laba lamhlanje sizwe ukuthi inkinga kahle kahle ingaphi. We have our guest tonight, Mr. Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust. We also have Youngerson Matete of the organization Project 4263. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start off with Mr. Mazango. How are young people responding to voter registration in Lupane, there in Matebelele North, where you guys have a presence? Because we have seen during the voter registration blitz, we have seen many people not being forthcoming. How are young people responding?
Okay, thank you very much, Ntungameli. From our observations, is Lupane Youth for Development Trust. There is low turnout of young people that are turning out to register to vote. This is mainly attributed to poor communication, which is coming from ZEC, poor communication, which is also coming from political parties and other players that have interest in this process of mobilizing young people to register. There's basically lack of political will from the government to promote or to encourage young people register to vote. There is also lack of political will from the institution which is responsible to register young people to vote, which is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. This is demonstrated by not fulfilling its constitutional role to register potential voters on a throughout the year basis. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, we expect ZEC to be present in each and every community so that they register each and every young person who turns 18 which is the legal age to, for one to register to vote. What ZEC is basically doing, they are doing a periodic blitz to register people. And these blitz are not even giving enough time for young people to register. For instance, they did an initial blitz which was done in February, and the second blitz which was done for less than 20 days in the month of April. This by its own, it all goes to show that ZEC is not fulfilling its constitutional mandate to register young people to vote. As a result, a lot of young people are left out or are not given that opportunity to register. For one to travel the furthest distance, which is from Kenyandav to Little Lupane district, where ZEC is situated, it's about over 120 kilometers. And the transport system is very bad. The road network is also very bad. And the cost implications that are involved for someone to travel or to commute someone from Kenyandav to Lupane district, it is very much expensive and out of reach for many young people to access that ZEC center. So basically, I would say young people, in as much as they will be willing to register and vote, there is zero political will from the institution responsible. There is zero political will from the government. There is also zero political will from the ruling party, which is basically in charge of running the government today. If we are to analyze the last blitz which was done in the country, they used the ward system, and each ward is about five or six villages, and the distance is involved for one to reach the centers that were created by the April blitz. It involved also longer distances that were costly and also time costing to these young people to reach the created centers. So basically, I would say, in as much as young people are willing, there are zero efforts to reach out to these potential voters. There is zero effort to politically message, send out messages or to encourage and mobilize these young people to participate in the registering to be as voters for 2023 elections. So there is so much information blackout which is there, especially for young people. Elections are just a year away, but there is no currency, there is no mobilization, there is no efforts to actually engage the young people to participate in the 2023 coming election. Mm-hmm. Coming to the ongoing ID registration, which is happening, which is ongoing right now.
On the issue of IDs, Mr. Mazango, please hold your thought. We are coming to that. Let me bring in Mr. Matete, and please do stay on the line. Mr. Matete, in your orbit of operation, how are you relating with young people, and what are you hearing from them?
By the numbers that are provided by DIMPE shows that in 2018 we had 4.2 million young people who were eligible to register to vote, but more than 1.5 of them did not register. And by the projection again by the state advocacy, it shows that from 2019 to 2023 there will be another more than 1.6 young people who will be eligible to register to vote. What am I saying here? I'm trying to say that we have the potential of registering 3 million young people in Zimbabwe, but this year alone, the list that we have done, that is what done by tech, managed to produce 160,000 new voters. So it shows that a false number. The reason being is that I want to be to what I call voter suppression, which in general translates to voter apathy. Why? What am I saying by voter suppression? I'm simply saying that if there are efforts that are being done to make sure that young people are not registering to vote. For example, I know that you said that you are going to talk about the issue of IT, but before for someone to register, they need a national identity card. For the whole last year, we've been trying to mobilize young people to register before the party. We say that we can mobilize around 10, 20 people, but 10 of them do not get national identity card. So what this means is that young people are not registering because they do not get national identity card, even if they do want to register. These are the key factors. The second one is the lack of information dissemination, where even a lot of people don't even know that they registration is going to be placed, and where even if they believe where the visitors are going to pay, and when there's no place, where are they going to register? For example, there's been a lot of information or disinformation that is circulating around social media saying that registration is closed. It shows that there is a gap of communication between the electoral commission and people, which the third one is lack of civic education. We have been focusing much on voter registration, why young people should register to vote, but we are not paying attention to the issues that lead to voter registration. We are treating voter registration as a form, but we don't yet citizens who are informed, simply because we do not yet have a robust civic education that comes from government. Like it is in other countries, like South Africa, UK, and America, where a child as young as age, as young as six, not why to vote to register to vote. So those are some of the reasons why we have lost the registration of currently, which I have to be true for that suppression.
And when you say only 160,000 young people were registered during the blitz, Mr. Matete, are these first-time voters?
Yes, they are first-time voters. So they will be transferred, but the number is first-time voters, which are first-time voters.
And working with that number, I'm sure you guys have some projections as to how many young people, first-time voters would have registered by the time we go for elections next year.
Yes, our projection in our goal is that we should register at least 2 million young people. But going with this test, it shows that we would be, if you reach 500,000, get done a greater job. Because currently we don't know when the police is going to come back. And the extent of now we need to transport people as far as 200 kilometers to reach the port. I'll give you an example of Victoria Falls, where you transport people to one district to reach the port, which is 200 kilometers, and the one person needs $20 to go there. And it's a high cost that you have been carrying. You have been managing to just transport maybe 10, 15, and it's not going to be consistent because of the resources. So if you reach 500,000, it's kind of space to get done in Europe.
Thank you there, Vama Tete, and please do stay on the line. Vachangoti Bata, Tripa Chirongwa, the connection, panopa live talk, nefenyiro yenyu, ye Studio 7. Now, abasana kusithuma sikuhlelo lwe-live talk, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Na lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubhalisela ukuvota. Siyazi ukuthi uhlelo lwe-blitz lwabuya lwadlula, kodwa sabona izeki sithi hayi balutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Lamhlanje silabela uPane Youth Development Trust kanye elabe Project Vote 263. Okuzinhlanganiso ezisebenza labasakhulayo zibakhuthaza ukuba nababhalisele ukuvota kukhetho luka 2023. Ndizo ke kwamuri vamazango tisati tainda kunyaya yema IDs ya mambo taura nezvayo. Muri kuti imimi zeki inofanira kunge ichinyoresa munhu wega wega aga kana asvitsa makore 18. Izvi zvinofanira kuitwa automatically here kana kuti mbotitsanangurira ipa.
Okay, bumbiro reZimbabwe rinokurudzira kana kuti rinopa masimba organization inonzi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti register wese chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinenge chasvitsa makore anokwana iwo 18 kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vaparticipate kana kuti vave part and parcel yevanhu vanoregister kuvhota kana vachizondovhota pese panosarudzwa utungamiriri hwenyika yeZimbabwe. Asi naizvozvo tiri kuona kuti organization yeZEC iri kutadza kuti iite constitutional mandate iyi yaanosungirwa kuti vaite nezvikonzero zvekuti pane interference kana kuti tinofungira kuti pamwe vanenge vachikurudzirwa kunzi vasaregista vechidiki kuti kana kuti vari kupiwa mari shoma yatinotiwa national budget yaanoallocatwa pamwe dzimwe dzenguva haisi kukwanisa kuti vave nemaofisi kana kuti vawanikwe kumacommunities kunogara vana vechidiki kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vavaregiste pese pavanotenga makore anosvitsa iwo 18.
But pa-18 years yacho ipapo vamazango, should it be automatic kuti alright munhu akasvitsa 18 years zvatozikanwa kuti atova muvoters roll?
Yes, kuyakutazwa sivili kuti masingakhangela imithetho yethu sikukuzele kuti siwutshintshe ukuthi senzele ukuthi wonke umntwana ozalwa elizweni laseZimbabwe mayefikisa iminyaka eyi-18 ahle fakwe kuvoters roll automatically. Njalo kube sokusuka izifundiso ezizalandela ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi babe bephatheka ukuthi lapho okukhethwa khona iinkokeli zaselizweni leZimbabwe labo baphatheke. Inkokeli lezi kungaba ngama-councillors, kungaba ngama-members of parliament kumbe upresident waleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe sikhangele sithubungule ukuthi kufanele na ukuthi sifake lowo mthetho okuthi iZEC ifake ku-voters roll sonke isizalwane saseZimbabwe mase sifikise iminyaka eyi-18. Then kube sokusiba lezifundiso ezikhuthazayo ukuthi wonke umntwana waseZimbabwe oleminyaka engu-18 kusiya phezulu bakhuthaze ukuthi baphatheke kukhetho zonke iinketho eziza kuba khona elizweni laseZimbabwe. Siyabonga.
Okay, asiye kudaba lwama-IDs oke wakhuluma ngalo, udaba lwezithupha. Siyakwazi ukulohlelo lukahulumende lapho avula khona wathi okay, abantu abaningi likhala ngokuthi kalila zithupha, wozani-ke lizethatha izithupha. Luhamba njani lolo hlelo? Akusitshele ubungani yakhonona ngalo.
Ya, lolu hlelo thina sike sibe lethuba lokuthi silandelele ukuthi lezi zisebenzi zika-registrar general zipha njani abantwana abasakhulayo izithupha. Siyananzelela sibili ukuthi bayekethesile sibili into eziningi njalo basebenza lapho esike salandelela sinanzelela ukuthi bazama sibili ukuthi baphe abantu izithupha kodwa kulo hlupho lokuthi izithupha abaziphayo lezi aziso zithupha ezimodern kumbe sikhangele ukuthi ku-2022 ilizwe laseZimbabwe libe lisipha ama-citizens izithupha ezinjalo because bapha izithupha zakudala leziyana kwakuthiwa ngama-waiting pass ezephepha ezokuthi singanethwa lizulu siyadabuka kumbe inki umbhalo lwana uyaphela ngokuya kwesikhathi njalo liphepha ukuthi lingadabuka alila guarantee ukuthi umuntu uzabalani for isikhathi eside. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi i-process abayenzayo ukuthi baphe izithupha lezize ziyephuma kuyathatha amalanga. Abantwana bahamba bethatha izithupha njenganamuhla bathatha ama-photos kodwa abantu bako-registrar bayenelisa ukuthi babethe izithupha khonapho khonapho. Bayatshela ukuthi lizophenduka ngelanga elinje lizokollect izithupha zenu. And siyananzelela futhi ukuthi from ukuxoxisana labantu bako-registrar bakaranga ukuthi ama-materials abawasebenzisayo kwesinye isikhathi ayatshisa impikitsha le yabaye beyithethe okugcina besenza ukuthi bayenze ukuthiwa yi-reshooting bathatha ama-impikitsha le anakutya futhi again kugcina sokuthatha amalanga amaningi ukuthi akontanga babe lezithupha.
Ndimbozo kira kwa muri vama te imanzwa nyaya yema IDs iriku taura na vama zango ne miyo imambo taura nesua yo. Isaka manga mchiti nyaya yema IDs kana kutisi tupa. Zere kumbatika ere kwa muri where you guys are operating.
Oh, it's okay. So nyaya tupa nyaya wa district in Zimbabwe because number one, there are two scenarios. Many of COVID-19, my office will remain the Angaka for 2020, because she can maybe Tanaka in the Patanaka office. For the past 2 years, also many Angaka for zero is with Japan or a month for the Tupa, can also a market certificate. Then to Papa, I will be able to see the Tower, the Katama de Pele, near Crown. Kune marginalizations, Evana Safra, Nama documents, and here which you are to the Kuao, Kalakaitis, Abafrika, Kupra, which in the Arapatan Sutua, advertising my certificate, Kuatu, which was Torao, my bed in a stupa. So put you find it, my bed in Kune three narrations, the one of Nama was now supernatural, my bed in a stupa. The real is the chief. Canada in 1982, 1918 years. Padri wangu waka Afrika ni kukura wangu wa sante sa chupa kala pezi. 20 years or 25 years on the line, my 80s, 95, nda dao kota wakita mwuri yangu. Afi nisi nasa chupa kwa suru pasu. Saka mwana kutia kwa sara 1995, hiyo sesa wakuta wakita mwuri yangu. Saka chame 3 matinari sisi, wana sasa chupa wa matete mwuri. Toto kawe zero, ni kuchi nye kuchi nye COVID-19. So, sino afrika kuta registration kwa nyanyi za selekiti kutu nari kutu kufuotia unuunyita unge une situpa kende unewa nandu maali nifa unufutu une per certificate saka kaka hindi kama tulisi yese siko zesu kusibirizi waya anga singa wanuwa na kwa lewuti kwa chiji yesi hiku wako wa situpa sekuti 6 out of 10 PA young people who changed 18 in 2019 up to now that sino tf IG national identity cards so wato kwa afrika kutu nyaye ya limitation kutu hiyo nesu ma constituents kama tuma wanda hafu kandu wa pata ituwa shansa na kofreji za kikota alipati awasu kia konsipi alese na kene kipane wangu wanataka nesu wa sula stupa kese kuti hiyo nesu kune kilise stupa batume mwenzi mpote ya sati ato shika wa uji kwa kata siku na nambare kwa nama swingo sati wa shika wa sifu resi saka wana wakwanda wana stupa saka wakwasi mwenzika kufuota niye uta wana stupa.
Aya yes tupa iva matete murukuta ora kuti kumatebelele nduko inyaya kukura hundi ko kune dzimwe nzvimbo like mbare ya murukuta ora chikonzero ndechei chiri kuita kuti vanhu vawanikwe vasina zvitupa
ora izvakaita iwo vanhu vechifu registry vakaita calendar vakati saina pakurisi yavo kuti wakati kunzimba nengwe tineke chinda nengwe ya kandai siteku wale mpati wangu wale kumwezi wangu wale kumwezi wa mei kumusirezi wangu wale kumwezi wale kuhu yako kumwezi wangu kupata wa chuni taka kumbare wale kuhu yako mna September ende mire tisende ya mna kumbare isikisi ya mwezi ano kuna chitupa isi kunda kumakombe kana pinda kuwa tana kunoni ya kuti tulani kutishe taka kumwezi kwa sati wa sikani ya wakati takale ya kawo saka nitaka nguwa hivyo atasemu zuri zuzu atipa hivyo na kanyi mbosa na kutoma madisezi madiki tinge tipa zewa ni transport wano kila tupa watiri sitafu chani mamda kushanza wa kusukoro nene kwa tupa hivyo na tupa kwa wanda
hai isi ya bonga mnumza na matete wa matete zino kutenda hii irambai muri parunare yenyu apa sanda kusitkuma ba chango tibata tiri pa chirongwa the connection chirongwa cha tino kupakura ichi tiri chega chega panopane fenyuro ye studio survey na uye fe nasi lamhlanje sikhuluma ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota esingathi ivota registration na silo mnumzana tawanda mazango wenhlanganiso ye Lupane Youth Development Trust kanye lo Youngerson Matete wenhlanganiso ye Project 4263 ndizokere kwa muri vamazango ngiphenduke kuwe Shiya ke sizwe nxa sibona abasakhulayo sikhuluma labo bebhala kuma social media lapha uze umuntu esidayi na angisoze ngivote vele omunye ta vele akula angaze mvote empilweni yami umbuza ukuthi ngasizathu bani ekutshela ukuthi vele it doesn't make a difference ngoba even singaze sivote ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyaziwa ukuthi luya kuliphi ibandla. Nxa likhulumisana labo abasakhulayo khona ngaphela uPane la kwezinye indawo yiziphi izizathu elizitholayo ezenza abasakhulayo bengafuni ukubhalisa?
Thina siyananzelela ukuthi abasakhulayo sebedidekile lokhu kubangwa ukuthi uhulumende silaye kalaleli njalo kathathi imboni yabasakhulayo kulama processes ayenzakalayo ukuthi abasakhulayo engxenye babuthaniswa. Sinanzelela izinto ezinjengama-parliamentary hearings baphe imbono yabo ukuthi hayi bebefisa ukuthi izinto ziyenze kanje njalo abasakhulayo ikakhulu asebake baparticipate kuma-elections sebeka baphuma ngokuningi wabe siyavota njalo ivoti yabo ezange yahlonitshwa izinto ezinjalo ziyenza abasakhulayo bedideke becine besithi hayi singaze thina sisukume siphatheke kuhlelo zikahulumente. Akukho okutshintshayo, akukho esingakutsho okuzathathwa kube put into consideration. Ezikhathini eziningi, amaprocesi lawa ayenzwa kubuthaniswa abasakhulayo, baphe imbono yabo, just to legitimize amaprocesi zikahulumende ayabe sevele sephasile kudala. Kuyabe kusenzwa nje ukugcwalisa, maybe ukuthi kukhanye ngazathi uhulumende uyalandelela amaprocesses ngendlela i-constitution etsho ngayo kodwa kungayisikho kunjalo kungayenzwa ukuthi kungayenzwa ngenhliziyo yokugcwalisisa i-constitution yethu yaseZimbabwe. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi ziyabe zisenzwa just to rubber stamp ama-decisions ayabe seyenziwe kudala ngukhulumende. So lizathola ukuthi abasakhulayo vele athes bakhala ngokuthi imbono yabo vele ayithathwa ayiqiniswa njalo uhulumende silaye kabaliboni njengengxenye engaphatheka kugovernance yaleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. And okunye esikunanzelelayo njalo ukuthi abasakhulayo abakho prioritized ikakhulu masesikhangele ukuthi baphiwe ama-documents azabayenza baphatheke kuma-processes zikahulumende. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi yenzwa for political reasons or just to fulfill political ends. So abasakhulayo labo bayakunanzela kulukana becine besithi hayi liyabe lifuna ukusebenzisa ukuze thina sigcwalisise izifiso zabo not for the bigger goal ukuthi kugcwalise izifiso zikaZulu. So lezi ngezinye izinto ezenza abasakhulayo becine besithi hayi thina sisafuna ukuthi siphatheke kuhlelo ezibuya lohulumende.
But it can't be the government's fault every time, Mazango. Ngoba ngokungavoti abasakhulayo laba, do they understand ukuthi the decision not to vote really has a bearing on the outcome of the election? Bayakuzwisisa yini khonapho?
Ngiyabonga ngombuzo nalowo. Khonapho yikho sokumele siphatheke njengezinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengama citizens are enlightened. So kumele siphatheke sonkeni lapho esihamba khona ukuthi sibe sifayisa labo abasakhulayo sikhulumisana labo njalo sibabonise ukuthi hayi lesi sinqumo bayabe sithethe sokuthi abafuni ukuphatheka kwezokuvota kuyabancindezela kanjani. Kumele sincedisane njengoZulu lapho esihamba khona, kumele sincedisane ngobuningi bethu sihambe mawula abantwana abaleminyaka engu-18 njengomzali umele ohlale labo phansi ukhulumisane labo njalo babonise ukuthi kumele bayenzeni njengama-active citizens, njengama-responsible citizens ukuthi kumele basukume baphatheke ngobuningi babo ukuze sisuppresse whatever the mechanizations eziyabe zikhona ezokuthi kuncindezelwe kumbe abasakhulayo bengaphatheki ekuvoteni kwaleli lizwe. Le yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu o-enlightened, yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu olomntwana ole-18 years and above, yi-responsibility yenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, yi-responsibility ye-ZEC, njalo iresponsibility amanye amabandla aphathekayo kwezepolitics ukuthi sisukumeni sonke ngobuningi siyenze okuthiwa yi-voter education sifundise labo abasakhulayo ukuthi hhayi kumele babe le-energy kumele babe le-hope kumele babe lokukhangelela ukuthi ma bengasukuma bayirejista ukuvota ma bengasukuma njalo bayaphatheka ku-2023 bayevota ngobuningi babo izifiso zabo zizaphuma kulelo khetho luka-2023.
And given the apathy amongst young people, Mnumzana Mazango, we have heard abanye abenhlanganiso esifana lani really developing esingathi fatigue. But you know, kunzima ukuthi uqhubeke ukhuluma ngento eyi-one utshela umuntu athi hayi ambe bhalisa ngoba kuqakathekile ukuthi uvotile, whether uvotele izano kumbe uvotele i-CCC kumbe uvotele i-MDCT, it doesn't matter. Okubalulekileyo yikuthi uhambe uyebhalisa. Sibona kusiba le-fatigue kwabanye esikhuluma labo, given that kind of apathy. What keeps you going as the Ilupane Youth Development Trust?
Tina sikhuthazwa kakhulu isekelo sombuso esilaso iconstitution yethu yaseZimbabwe etsho yona ukuthi i-voter registration is an ongoing process yokuthi kumele yenzakale from day number 1 up to day 365 of yomnyaka ka-2022-2023 kusiyani. It's an ongoing process, so khonoko thina kuyasikhuthaza, njalo thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labasakhulayo siyananzelela ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi bakhona abasakhulayo ababe bethena iminyaka engu-18, so kumele sihlale siphatheka ukuthi si-encourage njalo si-mobilize bonke abasakhulayo ngazonke izikhathi ukuthi soon as bethena iminyaka besiba neminyaka engu-18 kumele bayenelise ukuthi bayirejista ukuvota. Njalo kungapheleli ukuthi ekurejisteni ukuvota kodwa kumele sibakhuthaze ukuthi bangarejisti ukuvota mhla wama-elections, kumele bathene up bayevota ngobuningi babo. Thina lokhu yasikhuthaza sibile and si-encourage ukuthi sibe sisebenza labasakhulayo, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi singamobilize abasakhulayo ukuthi bayephatheka kulolu uhlelo lwama-registrations okuvota nokuvota kwakhona. Kuyatranslate directly ku-development yelizwe lethu, because bayabe umuntu angarejista ukuvota angayavota, that particular person or that particular youth ngazonke izikhathi by virtue of ukuthi waregista waparticipate ekuvoteni uba lo ntshukutshuku wokuthi abe sisiba ekhangela ezinye izinto ngelihlo lokuthi kanti ukansela wami uyenzani, kanti u-MP wami uyenzani, kanti upresident welizwe uyenzani ukuthi athuthukise kumbe aqukuzele i-development yezindawo ababevela kizo. So ngazonke izikhathi thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labakhulayo si-encourage kakhulu, njalo si-motivated ukuthi masingaba-encourage ukuthi barejiste ukuvota bayevota. Esikhathini esiningi abantu ababeparticipate ku-voting baba lelihlo le-development, baba lelihlo lokuthi to hold ama-elected officials accountable ukuthi bababuze ukuthi kathi lokhu likwenzeleni, indaba lithethe isinqumo sokuthi lenze lokhu. Lokhu kudalwa ukuthi umuntu lona uyabe waparticipate in the process yokuvota.
Mm-hmm. And let me throw that question also to Vamatete. Given the apathy yevechidiki Vamatete, what keeps you guys going as a project vote 263, chirukupwa imanyukunyuku kuti murambe muchiparidza vhangeri rekunyoresa kuvota?
Okay, so isusu chinangwa chedu ndechekuti toda kupromota youth participation and multi-party democracy beyond nyaya dzekuvota. So zvandambotaura zvazva kuti isusu tirikungonya vanhu maorganisation anonya kufokasa nekuti vanhu vafaisi ngaane kuvote ngavote pasina kubatsanangura zvanyanyisokukoshera kuvota kwacho. So our first objective make sure that young people understand why it is important to vote, why it is important to participate beyond voting, to make sure that they vote elected official accountable, they vote the government accountable, they make sure that they safe delivery, all those things, they contribute to citizen awareness. So our major objective is to create informed citizens who are able to hold the elected official to account. So that's the first objective that we have before we go to issue of equal register to vote. So, Chapinia Kosheta Pangwa and Dr. Wangawa and MCO, for which I'm going to vote. Then, you know, I'm going to make a story which is one of the people who are going to vote. Yes, it's so quite, but in a good chief, for a link was a tower, one that's just a chair. Panning Punzo, a link was a Punza. Nia Kuti, Kumashure, Kunia, the Padar, the Padar, the Ultimate Nations, Arkubiwa, a Pane Sangano, no owners of Nations, Lutemaraka, the Clarimedin. Salvation equally was somewhat to Punzo, Sakaraka, Kadeo, how are you going to make sure that our fort is safe? So, Joseph was going to take up Sangula and Nishiki Kuti. What is your responsibility in democracy? What is your responsibility in my elections as a citizen? So that's one thing, that's our drive, to make sure that young people understand their responsibility in governance, in democracy, in elections. That's the first and foremost responsibility that we have as an organization. And also, in Zimbabwe, there's a lot of frustration. So good to work with you. Varukupikiza, never Rutonga was what Rutunga made, a running one put a silver banana, Nepal Ramaturopa, Numakaya for Tampa, the Stikwaruzi, at Sumbo, now Mara Stakura, Vateta for Tilavato, and Guaita Rosakabasa, the Murisa, our Sukhs of Abati, Sakasukuti, Tusa, Makikone, Kirishiki, never to come with Anga Makansela, MP, Kudwani was created a relationship, but Sisa was famous also that they also have faith in leadership, in political leadership. And the another issue that you also make sure that is an organization, we try to push in the diaspora vote in Kingamili. They could see, well, Zurabs of Wanda is Zimbabwe, so often the question of Yakuti, Kupun, we lose Baba, Lamra, Kanaka, Bamatis, or political persecution. So now you find that unofficially there are more than 5 million Zimbabweans that are outside Zimbabwe. So that we are pushing our in the diaspora vote organization. In line with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 67, you know, involved every Zimbabwean at 18 years. And for Unga, that's another objective that we have also as an organization.
Ipanyaye diaspora vote iva matete takaona Newsday ichiburitsa nhau yekuti I think was it last week. Nhau yekuti Speaker of Parliament vari kuti mitemo ngaigadzirwe vanhu vari kudiaspora vagone kufota. Asi tiri kuziva kuti bato riri kutonga riri panyanga rakambotaura rinogara richitaura kuti hanyaya yediaspora vhoti iri kunetsa. Ivo havagoni kuti vange vachibuda vachinokampeina kune dzimwe nyika nenyaya yemasanctions, saka havadi kuti paitwe nyaya yediaspora vote. Muri kuona zvichiitika izvozvo sei? Because for the 2023 elections, I bet is out of the question. But musarudzo dziri kuuya after that. Muri kuzviona zvichiitika here?
Nyaya yamutaura ndeyechokwadi kuti Speaker of Parliament vakataura mashoko atakafarirawo isusu vato civil society organizations kuti kakunge kuine diaspora vote. Nenyaya yekuti Constitution yeZimbabwe vatungamiri inobvumira nyaya yediaspora vote because zvandagotaura kuti Section 67 inoti munhu wese muZimbabwe ane makore 18 ekuzvara akaunga chenisa kufuota ili asifuota zisine nekuti anogara kupi asi nenyaya yekuti electoral act yedu yaitaura nezvinyaya inotaura nezvinyaya poll based system saka diaspora kwe kusina that poll based system polling stations but nyaya yamataura yekuti bato reza rapf rinoti iro hari pasino kampeina kudiaspora nekuti rine rakarwa nemasanction tinogona kunge tiri chokwadi asi hatizive kuti rapf ina mastructures muamerica ina mastructures muuk ina mastructures all over western countries so handizivi kuti vanhu vavo vanoti mastructure chairman vavo kunoti america vanhu mastructure avo hapasi kukampena here vari pamastructure here kuti vangokampena chete asi vachipatagara vari munyika idzodzo chechipiri futi ndechekuti kana vati ivo kumawestern country vakabva vane masanctions kuwai vasingabvumiri diaspora kuti musadhaki mausina masanctions zvizvarwa zvakawanda zvemuzimbabwe zviri mumasadhaki kanzi makaita semunana zambia south africa botswana wai vasingatenderi diaspora kuti nyika idzodzo kwavasina masanctions so tiri kungoona hedu sekuti bato rezanup f riri kutungamira riri kuda kugohwandaro nechigume nekuti havasi kuda kuti vanhu vaiku hadzidzivi kuti vanova sekuti vanhu vakaenda kunze kwenyika havazi here kana I don't know but zvemasanctions kungohwanda nechigume chete
aiwa tinotenda vamatete please do stay on the line as I bring in vamazango Mr. Mazango, the current voter registration, the ongoing exercise, ZEC is saying that people should go and register at its 73 offices across the country. ZEC has 73 offices open now for registration, and Zimbabwe is a very big country. We have 210 parliamentary constituencies and almost 2,000 wards, council wards, 1,958. Do you guys have anything, any engagement with ZEC to address such anomaly?
Thank you very much. I think that on its own, it demonstrates what I said earlier, that ZEC has failed and ZEC is failing to deliver its constitutional mandate to register people, citizens of Zimbabwe as voters. It's impossible for 73 stations to register or to cover over 1,000 polling stations that are located around the country. By that, Tinasiti is regularly, they are not delivering on the mandate to register people, citizens, that 2018 throughout the year. And these 73 stations are static. They are not moving. It could have been better had it been that the 73 stations are mobile. They will move on a weekly basis, probably, to cover the stations that are, the polling stations that are dotted around each and every district. Say for Lupane is 28 wards, and the distance that are involved, especially for some wards, you talk of the Kenyandavu, the Dandanda wards, it's over 100 kilometers to reach the Lupane Zec district office. So for a young person who is 18, and actually taking into consideration the economic factors that are affecting young people. 99% of young people won't be able to have the bus fares to reach that polling, that ZEC center, which is in Lupane. So it is impossible for ZEC to actually claim that they are open throughout the year. The fact of the matter is that ZEC is closed. ZEC is not capable to register people that would have turned 18 or potential voters for 2023 elections or for any other coming elections. ZEC has failed to deliver its constitutional mandate.
And Lupane, ile office one kuphela ZEC where you can register?
Yes, Lupane is only one ZEC office, which is at Lupane District Center.
And iyona izeki imazango selike lazama inokukhuluma layo ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ukuthi balethe njalo ilethe njalo i-voter registration blitz kumbe ivula amanye ama-ofisi endaweni ezijeneyo elupane lakwezinye indawo ukuze abantu bazifinyelele benelise ukuyabhalisa kungela ukuhamba imango emide.
From ukuxoxisana lezek yaselupane because ngabantu esiphila lawo ama-officials zezek impendulo abasipha yona ukuthi abala ma-resources ukuthi bangene emakhaya kodwa bayamukela ukuthi makungaba lenhlanganiso ezilama-resources mobilize ama-youth kumbe abantu babefuna ukurejista then sibe sesibabiza bakhululekile ukuthi babuye bazobarejista in those communities but esikubonayo ukuthi izek le-government yasezimbabwe isitransfera i-responsibility yayo to inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuthi zibe yizo ezibhabhula lowo mthwalo okuthi kurejistre ama-citizens bayekwayenelisa ukuthi bavote okuba yikho ukuthi i-government konke lasezek sebebalekela i-constitutional mandate yabo yokuthi bathwale lowo mthwalo then inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziphatheke ukuthi sincedise lapho kusilela khona izek ayikhona ukuthi thina sibe yithi esithwala lowo mthwalo wonke.
Go vechidiki vekumaruva vari kuti chiwo vari kunyoresa here kana kuti I know you guys are based in Lupane Urban but I'm sure you are working with vechidiki kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana zvinosanganisira kuma reserve.
Yes, sikhuluma kunje izolo besisemakhaya simonita laba abarits abaphi i-department ye-civil registry besisemakhaya njalo sinanzelele ukuthi abasakhulayo bayathatha izithupha njalo bayaphiwa izithupha ngobuningi babo sikhuluma kunje baningi asebelezithupha ukuthi bayehlule kufinyelela ama-offices ezek okuthi ngabe i-blitz iyaphinda yenzakale kumbe lapho kuhamba khona abantu be-civil registry mabeqeda ukuthi baphiwe abantu izithupha bayenelisa ukuthi abantu izithupha baphume bahambe la bahle berejiste ukuthi bayevota babe ngabantu abayenelisa ukuthi bavote kuma-elections azayo kodwa esikunanzelela ukuthi izithupha bayaphiwa ezephepha of course kodwa bayehluleka ukuthi bafinyelele lapho kulama-offices so umthwalo omningi ususalela kwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kumbe umthwalo omningi ususalela kulaba besephiwe izithupha ukuthi badinga izindlela zokuthi bayefinyelela baze bayefika elupane bayenelisa ukuthi bathathe bayenelisa ukuthi barejiste ukuvota.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Mazango, and please do stay on the line. For those who've just joined in, this is The Connection on Live Talk. And we are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, especially efforts by civil society organizations to convince young people why they should register to vote in the 2023 general elections. As we head towards the finish line tonight, I'd like us to talk about the issue of political violence. Ndizoke kwamuri vamatete. Nyaya ye mirizhonga inyaya inowanzonetsa zvikuru kana takuenda kusarudzo. Uyezve 2 weeks ago takaona pachiita mirizhonga kukwekwe where the Citizens Coalition for Change alleged that they were attacked by ZANU-PF, but ZANU-PF denied the allegations. Also, we know that a CCC activist, Mo Blessing Ali, is missing currently. She was abducted allegedly on May 24. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. The CCC says politically motivated, but the police says no. Nyaya mirishongai va matete muri kuionawo sei uyezve vechidiki muri kumbovakurudzirawo kuti vasaite zvemirishonga here besides kuti muvakurudzire kunyadzi kuti vavote.
Nyaya yemirishonga muZimbabwe musarudzo dzemuZimbabwe inyaya inobvira kubva Zimbabwe ichangotanga muna 1980 ende inyaya yekuenderera mberi. Mainly nenyaya yekuti muZimbabwe there is a lot of polarization and ikabva yadetic fire of 2000. Asi dambudziko ratiri kuona nderekuti politics dzatirikuita muZimbabwe ndedzekuti who's going to get what? Asi dzekuti dzinoda kusevha vanhu. Sangana munhu asina chido chekusevha vanhu anoita nepesi paanogova taranga ari kwazvo saka zvira violence zvekuti vechidiki vese vari kupatisipeta politics vari kunzi vanenge vasikazwi violence ende vasingati vazokupatisipeta vari kuti sisikazwi violence and totari kuzorohwa da kuzosungwa nyaya mataura yakaitika mukwekwe yemukomana wetcc akanzi ari kunzi akafa ari kunzi atakaurana vanhesanipesi nyaya yakaitika vanhu vachiona ende vanhu vatano vakaitika vanhu vanenge vachizikamwa kuti vanenge vachinzi nekotezanupf vakatombosungwa nepolisi zvikabuda asi hapana zvakazoitika kumashure emazvo saka vazhinji vanenge vachitarisa nyaya dzisekuona kuti ukatazvematokero enyika ukafa kana kuti ukarohwa hapana mapurisa haveti basa ravo. Nyaya yemublessing ale inyaya inorwadza sitereki kuti mapurisa ari kuti iwo ari kutaura nyaya yehurricane nenyaya yembwa yekuti munhu zvetiwa kuzunga nyanga yekonomuka kwenyaya yekuti imbwa yaita yaita noisi zvinhu zvinonyaya zvisira asi zvinoita kuti vechidiki kuti vange vachiramba kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika asi seboka rinomira rinosanda nevechidiki kuzama kuikaridza kuti vechidiki tichiita maactivities ekuti vechidiki vaite come together because zvimwe zvinokonzera nyaya yekuti vachidiki havana nguva yavo kuvatira kuti vange vachitaurirana vachizvisisana saka tine tichita tiri kuita maactivity akaita sekutoita kazi magora festival kuti vechidiki vange vachita come together vange vachitaura vachizvisisana because matambudziko avari kusangana nawo mamwe chete kushaya kwemabasa hakuna basa kuti iwo ribato ripi kunyaya dzemagetsi hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi nyaya dzemvura hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi saka maproblem edu evechidiki akafanana saka tiri kuda kuzama kuti organization let mayouth ngaite come together vota discuss maproblems avo and find a way of how they can push the government or kumalocal authorities or kumaMPs kumarepresentatives avo ndo maprograms atinawo ekupromota peace munyika nekuti tozova kuti itakuda maelection ndaiso sekore rino tiri kutosa kuti 2008 juni inogona kuti wadzoka next year nei zvatiri kuona zvichiitika karetu.
Saka mainitiatives amuri kuita aya ari kutambirwa zvakanaka here nevezanupf vacho nevetripc just to mention these two main political parties.
Maitivity sendanakota vazanza kuti muZimbabwe mune lot of polarization so far patine bit of resistance kuti pakaita vanenge vabva vakaona mafesi nevanenge pati vanogona kutaresista saka vachita togona kutiuaetichitsvaka vanhu maleaders edifferent political parties vova ivanenge vachinkarija vamwechitipawo kuti yachitambe mitambo yakati yaiti zvakati hatichanyanyei sunge tiri pafulfrant because muzimbabwe unowanza kuti vemango vanhu vanoshanda serizimchenji vanoshanda vari vakareka kuopozisini ndozvimwe zvinenge zvichikanganisa ende nenyaya yekuti oso muri kushanda imomo munosangana zvakawanda munogona kusungwa munogona kuita zvakasangana zvakawanda wanu saka there is still a lot that we need to do and we are trying to work also with the government and other departments such as National Peace and Reconciliation Commission and other organs of the state adopting our chapter 12 of the institutions to make sure that we promote peace ahead of the elections. But we still have a lot of work to do. Nenyaya yekuti also kanatotaraa kuti vemapurisa edu kana vesecurity vanoita sekuti vana rimwe divi ravanofarira rimwe havanyanyorifarira saka pisi pacha inoedza kusatela because kuti pisi ive sustaine panga wamwe pati anenge akikanganisira panga wamwe paine justice asi kapa kashaikwa justice hapana pisi atogona kuadzirwa because unenge achiponda vanhu unongoendera mberi achiponda vanhu bcause hapana zvazvinoitwa uyanenge akondewavo hangazokuzuro setikomorosa roko munhu akakonda mai vako nezuro justice. But the FDR style, my policy, our police seems to create also a bit of a side of having a store. Those who support our own issue a bit.
Aywa, let me go to Ramasango, Nenyaya, violence. Utabalo dlakela lina Mazango liluphatha njani khona ngapho elupane eMat North liyakhulumisana labo abasakhulayo from amabandla atshiyeneyo njalo bathi
siyabonga thina njengelupane Youth for Development Trust ukuze singabele udlame njalo i-violence kwezepolitics sesithathe izinqumo eziningi njalo siyazama ukuthi siyenze sicreate ama platforms lapho siyabiza khona abasakhulayo njalo kubabizeni kwethu we make sure ukuthi siyayenza okuthiwa i-deliberate mobilization ukuthi siyananzela ukuthi kumele sibize abasakhulayo abameleli i-ZANU PF abameleli i-MGCT i-CCC namanye amabandla atshiyeneyo ukuze baphatheke masibabizile njalo siyabiza nenkokheli zabo ukuthi zibuye zibe khona bahlale ku-same table babe lokukhulumisana labasakhulayo njalo sixoxe ngendaba ezayenzakalayo kumbe kungaba ziyenzakale kathesi maduzane kumbe kwayenzakala kudala lokhu siyenzela ukuthi masingakhuluma ngama-legacies awe-violence ayenzakala kudala sidinge ama-solutions such that asichiyeli kumbe i-legacy le asiyiqhubeli ama-generations abuyayo ukuze bahlale besilwa ngezinto ezayenzakala kudala siyaqhuquzela sibile ukuthi kungabe kukhona okwayenzakala kudala okungayenzakalanga ngendlela enhle kube nokuxoxisana nokukhulumisana njalo kube lokuthi kudingwe indlela zokuthi abantu bangasolisana njani siyakwazi ukuthi isintu sethu silezindlela sibili zokulungisa izinto ezevayolensi eziyabe zayenzakala kudala we also have i-constitution yethu ile ndlela futhi zokuthi inqabele njalo isolve ama-conflicts ayabe yenzakala kuma-communities ikakhulu akhangelene nezepolitics njalo asichiyi ama-institutions akhangele ukuthi anqabele ama-conflicts mangikhuluma ama-institutions sikhangele ama-organization njenge-ZRP o-NPRC ama-courts ethu even i-parliament yonangwayo ikhona ukuthi inqabele njalo ukuthi iqhuquzele ukuthi kube lokuphilisana kuhle phakathi kwamphakathini ezigabeni zethu ezivela kizo so esikhathini esiningi siyabiza ama-stakeholders atshiyeneyo sibe lawo sicreate ama-platforms sihlale phansi sixoxisane njalo kube lokutshelana iqiniso ukuthi hhayi wena kumbe i-institution leyi umsebenzi onje aliwuphathi ngendlela kumele liwuphathe ngendlela enje we-encourage i-truth telling esikhathini esiningi ukuthi kube lokukhulunywa okweqiniso njalo siyakhuthaza sibilisi we create ama WhatsApp platforms ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi kube lokuxoxisana phakathi kwama players aphatheka kwezepolitics silama platforms amaningi kakhulu and thina abe civil society singasakhangela ilupane Youth for Development Trust kuphela kodwa silamanye ama civil organizations esiphatheka lawo babe beyingcenye yalawa ama-WhatsApp platforms kumbe ama-platforms lapho esiyabe sixoxa khona ukuze siyenelise ukuthi siyatshela ama-political players ukuthi bahlale bakuleli ye-peace whenever bangadeviata from the lane of peace we should be able to call them and tell them ukuthi hhayi lokhu eselukwenza ayisikho esikufisa njengelupane njengezizalwane zaselupane kumbe ayisiyo i-development esiqhukuzela elupane so esikhathini esiningi siyi-watchdog entweni ukuthi we make sure ukuthi akubi le-violence eluphane ma ingaba khona i-violence ishudebo ukuthi we call a spade siyababiza sibatshele ukuthi hayi lokhu esilukwenza ayisikho esikukhangelileyo njengabantu beluphane kumbe abantu bezimbabwe jikelele.
That brings us to the end of our show. This has been The Connection on Live Talk, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. I'd like to extend a big thanks to our guests tonight. That's Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust, as well as Youngerson Matete of Project 4263. That's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date on The Connection next Tuesday. I am Tungamilinkomo.